Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mickle Knight, a health and wellness business. I am an educator, speaker, author, nurse, and very passionate about healthy living. If all goes well, I'm going to have a wonderful guest on the show today, and I'm going to start telling you about her already. My guest is Christine Alisa. She has a master's in a traditionally based clinician and alternative therapy. Her innovative work with adults, families, children, and therapists moves people through an effective transformational process, uncovering and clearing issues of abuse and trauma. As a marriage family therapist and alternative therapist in private practice for the last 25 years, I'm just trying to connect with her right now. Alisa, do I have you? Christine, do I have you on? Hello, Christine, do I have you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Denise.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm just going to finish introducing you, and then we're going to get into the questions. So I'm lucky and I'm very thrilled to have Christine Alisa on the phone with me right now in the show. And as I said, she has been a therapist, an alternative therapist in private practice for over 25 years. She facilitates a process that stretches the boundaries of conventional therapy and opens pathways to new methods and solutions for impactful healing results. She has been an international speaker and trainer of therapists in over 7 countries for the past 13 years. Her vision is a world free from abuse, and her mission is building a global platform of healers that make change possible. There is a lot more to be said about Christine Alisa, and I think a lot of it will come out when I interview her and ask her a few questions. So, first of all, good morning, Christine, and thank you so much for coming on my show. How are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Denise, and thank you so much for having me. This is a real privilege. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's great. Well, I am too, because when I looked at your background, I said, oh, man, there's so much I get to learn. So I'm so excited about having you here. So I'm going to leave some open, you know, questions where you can add a little bit more to the answers or tell a little bit more about yourself. I just used the first paragraph right now for the introduction, just so you know where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would actually like to start with the first question and ask you, will you give the listeners some background about yourself? So that's, of course, what I haven't said already.
Okay. Well, I think to add to that, because that was very succinct, and I appreciate that introduction, I think what I can say about myself is that I feel really called to be a healer and a therapist, and it's been my purpose, I think, to be here to be of service and help. And I love working with clients. I've specialized working with children and adolescents and their families for many years. And I've, you know, written some books about the work that I've really developed a process, especially for children, that they can really clear out a lot of behaviors that, you know, that are difficult for all of us, you know, ADHD or issues of abuse, because really my calling has been working with abuse all these years, because it's just a rampant problem. And I think that it affects so many people. And I know when I've worked with families where there's been abuse involved, then, you know, there's healing that goes to all levels within the family. So it's very inspirational to me when I see people who are so committed to change and getting out of what I call the generational programming. So
wow.
That's kind of where I'm at, I guess.
Well, I think you really have chosen a very, very great path that is in demand, because there are so many families that have either gone through or are going through abuse in whichever way you want to look at it, be it emotional, physical. You know, there's so many different types, and I am really happy to hear that you have chosen that path. Actually, I see you have written two books, and both are written actually for parents. And there is one that you wrote, your amazing itty-bitty book, 15 Essential Steps to Creating a Better Relationship with Your Teen. Would you please tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. Well, the book is it's almost like a handbook you can stick in your purse. It's a short book. It's kind of like just highlighted tips of things that can really help parents who are going through that transition with their child when they become a teenager. So there's different kinds of topics, you know, whether they are dealing with the emotional ups and downs that their teenager's going through and how to handle those, or peer pressure, or, you know, when they get into power struggles with their teen because the teen wants to be so independent and they're trying to get their control back again. So it's a way for people to kind of go, oh, that's an idea. Oh, that's really cool. I could try that. So it's kind of covers a lot of topics like that.
That is great. Where can people, if they're interested in this book, get this?
It's on Amazon, and it's also a bestseller. So I'm very proud of that. So they can get it.
Congratulations.
On
Congratulations. That is so good. Actually, I think, you're welcome. Oh, man, this is really amazing. I have such a wonderful guest who's an Amazon bestseller, and not just once, but twice. You have another book that is a bestseller. Tell us about that, please.
Okay. Well, that book is called Wondrous Places of the Heart, Alternative Therapy with Children. And it is also for parents or guardians, anybody who's taking care of a child. And it is structured in such a way that each chapter has a certain topic that are issues that I've worked with over the years. Like you mentioned earlier, abuse. So, you know, the various kinds. So there's mental abuse, emotional abuse, physical, sexual. And then there's, you know, ADHD, self-esteem, and in each of those chapters, there's things that really help the parent, like warning signs, or how to deal with the issue if it comes up, where to reach out for other help. I have case studies in there, and statistics, and a lot of communication techniques in each chapter, and there's also bonus material. So it has it talks about my alternative work and how I've helped children with those specific issues.
Wow. Yeah, you definitely have a lot of experience, and I'm sure you've come across a lot of different situations where you had to adapt your ways of helping the children.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. So that's also an Amazon bestseller, so they can also go and get that one on Amazon.com, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Right, thank you. Yeah.
Now, we have actually mentioned alternative therapy, But can you give us a definition on what alternative therapy means to you and how you use it?
Yeah. Well, I combine traditional therapy, the clinical work that I studied with my marriage family therapist license, and I combine that with deeper unconscious work, which is the alternative work that really helps people to unblock sabotaging behavior and brings more harmony into people's lives. And I use various kinds of unconscious work. It's kind of like people are most familiar with hypnotherapy. It's kind of similar to that. It's called regression therapy. And it has a way of going deeper into where the pattern started. It's like my clients tell me, you know, after they've worked with me, they'll say, oh, my goodness, I didn't even know that was the reason why I was doing that thing or why I was having difficulty in my marriage. I didn't even know. You know, it's like they weren't aware of the things they were doing. And so this work really brings about awareness and gives them tools and brings about much more understanding. You know, I've had families where they've gone into deep issues that have really been driving their, you know, like arguing all the time in the family, you know, that's sabotaging, it hurts people. And so they're able to back off and change that. So it's a really deep way of changing it and having it stick, so to speak. You know, in other words, once you work with it, you've cleared it.
Wow, that is so awesome. So there is definitely no Band-Aid approach. You're going real deep down to the root, and you actually go and take care of the problem where it actually started.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
And
you know.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I'm going to add something to that, but I think when people hear that, they go, it's a little scary to think about that because, you know, if there's things we don't know about, we don't feel like we have control. And one of the things that I have made my focus in my work is to make it safe for people to be able to explore these places in their past. So I do a lot of spiritual work as well, so that they know that they have, you know, others from the other side, so to speak, to help them through difficult issues. Because, I think we all need support in our everyday friends and family, but also to know that there's a spiritual side, you know, that's there to help them through and give them the support they need.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I've been learning that just recently when I started joining certain groups to better myself, and I just go, it's so amazing how strong your mind is, because it's much stronger than we give it credit for. And our mind, actually, one of my brothers became a minister before he became a medical doctor because of the mind. He said that 80% plus of most of his patients have mental issues. They have emotional problems or mental problems that, when not dealt with, turn into physical problems. And so he tries to help them first with their emotional and mental issues, so he does not have to go just to go and write an Rx, a prescription for medications, because medications quite often are just a Band-Aid. They're for the superficial well-being, but they don't go to the root where the problem actually started. And that's where you are totally different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you prescribe any medicines, do you?
No, and I'm not a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist prescribes, but I I'm a holistic, you know, practitioner. It sounds like your brother is. And that's, you know, it's the body, mind, spirit connected. And that's true. I totally agree with him because medications have so many side effects and they're not solving the problem. And there are so many other alternative, you know, health modalities they can use. But also the connection I find so many times an illness is really an emotional base and spiritual base in the person. So
that's
if they can
right.
go deeper in it, yeah, exactly. Yeah, they can,
wow.
they can heal.
Yeah, I can tell that from personal experience as well as some family members that I've seen going through this. And I truly, truly appreciate people who are going from the holistic standpoint because mm-hmm. there you don't have any negative side effects whatsoever. You either have mm-hmm. the truth or not the truth. And that is one of the best ways. Now, let me see. Do you have a vision or a mission statement that you would like to share with the listeners?
Yes, I would. Thank you for asking. My vision, it's a big one, is a world free from abuse. And my mission statement is I want to create a global platform of healers to make change possible. So what I've created is my alternative therapy community, and I have a monthly meetup where we talk about alternative methods of healing, and we also work on our businesses and what it is that we need to thrive in our businesses, because I want healers to really feel support. And I also have an event that's coming up in October, which is a training that I'm going to do for therapists, like I've done internationally for many years, which is also to go into that deeper unconscious work and help healers to find another impactful way of working with clients. So I think, you know, it's important for therapists and healers to feel like they're really making a difference with their clients. And that's really a part of my mission, is to have therapists feel more, you know, like they really, their clients are really feeling so much better, more harmony in their lives, family life is going better, you know, all those things that we all go into healing in the first place. So that's another part of my goals and my business.
That is really wonderful. Congratulations on choosing something so meaningful. How do you perceive going to, I mean, you're talking about worldwide, and I love to hear that because peace, there's a saying, peace on earth, goodwill to men or something, that's kind of goes
mm-hmm.
into what you're just saying. You want everybody to get along. You want peace. You don't want abuse. So do you
right.
have any ideas that you can share on how you see that you can get that platform worldwide?
Well, I think word of mouth, and I really appreciate you allowing me to speak about it today, that anybody who's on the call, who knows of anybody who's a practitioner, a therapist, a healer, who wants to learn something else, maybe how to work with children or to do the deep unconscious work. Also, I think, I don't know, it's like I've done a lot of visualization about this. And so what I'm kind of doing is kind of manifesting energetically as well as just speaking about it as many places as I can. You know, it's kind of on different levels. So keeping the vibration high on it, that I really want people that really feel called to do this, that feel that, to, you know, they can always give me a call. My website is www.healingthroughalternativetherapy.com, or they can contact me at my email, which is chris@christinalisa.com. And I'm just spreading the word in every place I can to let people know about it. So I appreciate your opportunity you've given me to express that out into the universe.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. And that means you're actually open to get a few more speaking engagements. So if somebody is listening and knows people who are looking for an alternative therapist who would like to speak, they could contact you. Is that true?
Oh, that would be awesome. I would love to do that. I love to speak. So thank you. Yes, absolutely. Please have them contact me.
That is awesome. And you already gave them your contact information, which was your web and which was your email. Do you have any other way for them to contact you or find out more about you?
Well, I'm on Facebook, and I'm on as Christina Lisa. And I'm also, I have my phone number. I can give that out. It's area code 562-619-5883.
Awesome. And I see you had a www.peacethroughmetamorphosis.com. Do you still have that?
Yes, yes. It's really the same website. It's just another name. I'm kind of in transition right now. You know how we all go through transitions. And my transition right now is to change out of my business name. It was Peace Through Metamorphosis, and I found, even though what it means is peace through change, that it was just really hard for people to wrap their head around it. So I'm looking more now at changing it to Alternative Therapist Community, because that's really, like I mentioned before, that's my global purpose, and so I think that's coming up. I'm actually working on a new website right now, so it's always work in progress. But both of those websites will work. They all go to the same.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. I'm so glad you said that. I think you do have a gift to offer to our listeners. Do you want to say what it is, or do you just want them to look at the script, or we're just talking about it? Or can you actually, could you just give them a little bit of feedback of what it means?
Okay, let's see. I believe it was a meditation.
Yes.
Right. And the meditation is basically to guide you through things that I find really important to use as much as you can, almost on a daily basis. And in that meditation, there's things that we call grounding. That's a grounding exercise where you connect to the energy of Mother Earth, and then there's also connecting to whatever you want to call it, your higher power, the divine, God. So you're connecting to both energies. And then there's just a meditation to do some clearing of your energetic field, because sometimes what happens, we take on other people's stuff and we don't even know it. And so we have to keep clearing out our own aura, because we think it's us. We think, oh, well, we're grumpy one day and we don't know why. And it could be that somebody else was grumpy around us, you know, and we just kind of pulled it in. So it's a meditation to help that, and to also kind of connect with their spirit guides, or just open up the portal to that, and so that they can maybe start to learn about, you know, who their guides are, if it's angelic realm or if it's, you know, the animal spirits that we talk about in shamanism. So it's just a way to kind of, you can listen to it and see how it resonates with you and see if that's, it's the kind of thing that will calm you, relax you, that I think helps throughout our day when we feel more present. So that's my
tip. Yeah. Thank you so much. And actually, I know it works because I've checked it out. And I felt like I was on a totally different plane. And everything looked just so much more positive when I was done with it. I go, I got to do that more often. And so I'm really thrilled that you're offering this. And for the listeners, yeah, for the listeners, the link is listed on the script there on the gift, but it is https://soundcloud.com/Christine-Alisa/guided-meditation-connecting-2-spirit/S-. And then capital M and then a KNPT. So please go and enjoy it, listen to it, and then get back to Christine Alisa and ask her questions and see how she can help you, because she is there for everybody who allows her to help him out. For me personally, my health, my website is http://www.micklenight.com. My email is dythomson@micklenight.com. That's MICLKNIGHT. And my phone number is 562-335-4956. I think both of us, Christine and I, are looking forward to hearing from you, getting feedback or questions or suggestions. And having said that, we wish all of you a very happy and healthy day, and we ask you to stay empowered. Till next week, till we talk again, enjoy and keep healthy. Bye-bye.